Talk for today. Parenting is a group activity. Parenting is a group activity. Parenting is a group activity. It's an interesting concept, isn't it? If you listen to the dial a healing word for today, for this week, you'll hear parenting is a group activity also. And it might offer you something interesting to think about. But let's think about parenting as parents and children. Everyone has children. Everyone has as many children as they would like. Everyone has as many boys and as many girls as they'd like, and they have them at all the ages that they'd like. Because we create in our world exactly those experiences that we want to parent. Some of us create children who are 75 and 85 years old and 95 years old. Some of us create children that are just out of the womb, just born. Some of us create children that are at various other ages. What does this mean, that parenting is a group activity? Well, it isn't just one person that's doing the parenting. Strange as it may seem, we are not the only person on the face of the earth. We have all sorts of other people here on earth. We have brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and aunts and cousins and husbands and wives and whatever. Now, who are these people? Who are these people who form the group that make the group activity of parenting? These are the people that we create being there. Have you ever noticed in some Catholic families, they have large families. Mormons too like large families. And they have quite a few children. And so the brothers and sisters all guide and work with the raising of the children. The mother and father work with raising the children. Grandma and grandpa get in there to work with raising the children. Everybody gets in there with raising the children, and they enjoy raising the children. The children are taught the values that the family has, and all these things are there. Now, what does that have to do with you, who are a single person, or who is a person who had come up in a small family with maybe one child or two or three, but not six or eight or more? We are always in charge of everything we do. We are in charge of all the circumstances that come into our life. I worked in the Boy Scouts. I was a Cub Master and took care of, 30, 40, maybe 60 boys at various times in the various scout groups that I had. And then I thought, now that's over. I was in college at the time I did that and enjoyed that. But then I went into the Unity Church, and I became the director of the Youth of Unity while I was in college. And there we had maybe 100 kids in the group. And I had to take care of all these kids on every Sunday evening and one evening during the week, when we would all go on outings together, we'd go roller skating and so forth. And I was the parent of these children. I was the one that taught them their values and taught them things that were important for them to know. I taught them their spiritual values. But I was not alone in teaching them. It's a group activity, this parenting thing. I was merely one segment of the group. But as far as I was concerned, I was the whole group, because I had to give them all the values that I had been raised with, all the attitudes that my parents had given me and my mother and father had given me, my sisters and brothers had given me, and I passed those along to the Boy Scouts. I passed those along to the Youth of Unity. And then when Mark was a little boy, I was invited to go to the Cubmaster group. And I went to the Cub Scouts, and the Cubmaster was my neighbor. And he said, "Herb, would you mind running the group for a couple of weeks? I have to go to South America." I said, "Sure." So I did. And he didn't return. So I ended up having the Cub group for a whole couple of seasons, for all of Newport Beach and Corona del Mar and the whole area. It was quite an experience. And as I worked with the kids and worked with the group, I would be marching them down to the beach, and we would go and look at sea anemones and all the other things. And we had our flag, and all the boys wore their little Cub Scout uniforms, and Mark wore his, and Mark was carrying the flag. And all the boys, because it was a community of a lot of divorces, most of them had no mother or father around, one or the other. They had a father or a mother, but not both of them. And so they would be hugging me, and they'd be wanting to be close to me. And one of the boys went up to Mark and said, "What do you think of all these guys hugging your dad?" And he says, "I got him at home, so I'm not worried." So this is true. This is true. We do parenting in many different ways. Now, I worked with these boys, and I told them the values that I held for myself in life. And I talked with them about the values that their parents had suggested to them. And I'd ask them, "What do you think of those values?" And they said, "Well, they thought it was kind of dumb, or they thought it was good." And I said, "Where do you think your parents' values are dumb?" Sometimes I was misunderstood, as though I was trying to go against their parents' best wishes, but I was merely playing the Socratic role with the youngsters. I said, "Where do you think that your parents' values were dumb?" I said, "Because there's lots of people who have values for us that we don't appreciate, and we think they're dumb, but where do you think they're dumb?" And so they'd tell me, you know, and they'd tell me simple little things, you know, the usual things about putting your toys away, and about going to bed at a certain time at night. You had to go to bed at 9 o'clock at night. How terrible. I said, 9 o'clock? I said, "Mark goes to bed at 8. What's all this about?" And, "Oh, well, don't tell my parents that, you know." And so I explained to them why Mark went to bed at 8 and why he got up early in the morning and why when he got up early in the morning, the first thing he did was to clean up his room and make it in order and to put his clothing away and make sure that everything was nice. He'd go in the bathroom, brush his teeth, get himself all set for the day, and he'd help set the breakfast table and do nice things like that. He has to do all that stuff? No, he doesn't have to do that. He does those things because he wants to. He is part of the family. He belongs to the family, and he wants to take his role in the family. He does that because he wants to? Well, I had to suggest to him in the beginning that that would be a good thing to do. But then when he found out how he was a member of the family and that he was an equal person in the family and that everybody shared equally, one person doesn't do all the work for everybody else, he realized he wanted to do his part. And so he did his part. Well, I taught these things to the kids in just such simple, subtle ways as that. And some of their parents would come back and say, "Wow, I've tried to get that through to them for, you know, years, and nothing ever happened." And I said, "Well, Cub Scouts are that way, you know, you can say a lot of things and do a lot of things, and the kids understand." But parenting is a group activity. The parents were saying things, and I was upholding them as the Cub Master. And in Sunday school, when I was a Sunday school teacher and Sunday school superintendent and those various things, the parents would come up to me and say, "How do we do this with our children? How do we do that?" And they were parents with children who were older to be there, and I was just a parent of a little tiny baby. I hadn't had the experience of the older children. But you might say, at one time I was an older child. And I did go through these experiences, and great things did happen. But I shared with them what my point of view was. And I felt that I was closer to the children because I was younger and being able to understand them and put into words what they weren't able to put into words. And I said, well, if you told me to do that, I wouldn't like to do it. I would do everything I could not to do it. Well, why is that so? Why is that so? That's terrible. And I said, well, if you had said, okay, this is our family. We all play a role in this family. We all do things together. We're a cooperative group. And here are the chores that we have to do. These are the things that are necessary to maintain this household. We have to clean the kitchen floor. We have to wash the dishes. We have to dust and sweep and do all these things. We have to clean off the sidewalk and shovel off the snow. And we have to clean up the grass and mow the lawns and cut the bushes and trim the things, make things nice. We have to vacuum the staircase going upstairs. We have to vacuum the carpet upstairs and the carpet downstairs. We have to clean the basement. We have to do the laundry. And, you know, on and on and on and on. The things that normally go on at home. And normally the kids say, all that stuff? You know, well, right now I'm doing it alone, the mother says. Right now I do it to the best of my ability, but I just run out of time and energy. And now you're in this family and you'd like an allowance and you'd like other things. Well, now, as your portion for the opportunity to do these things at home, this is a portion that we're giving to you. Now, what chores would you like to do? In our house, we had five kids, so we could divide up the chores quite nicely. The trouble was that the twin girls usually tried to do things together, and so they had the easy jobs, you know. But it was fun, and we all learned to do our thing. We all learned to work around the house. We all learned to sew, and we all learned to cook. We all learned to vacuum. We all learned to use the laundry. We learned to use, we didn't have a dryer at that time, but we learned to use a squeezer that you run through the wringer, and then you hang it on the line. And we all learned that you don't bend the clothing when you bring them off the line in the wintertime. You just bring them off the line frozen solid and stand them in the corner and let them dry and finish drying. And then you carefully put them away if they're dry. But these were all things we just learned. And I explained these things to the Cub Scouts. I explained it to the Boy Scouts. I explained it to the Sunday School. I explained it to all of these areas. Here I was, just a parent of a little boy, and oftentimes not even yet the parent. And I was working in a parenting with all these other children. You do the same thing. You do the same thing with your own children or with your neighbor children or with your brothers and sisters. These are all parts. Parenting is a group activity, and it's something that all of us are involved in all the time. How do we want to make parenting into the most fun thing in the world? Well, never expect anyone else to do anything that you wouldn't do. And so if in parenting you go to church, then the children will go to church. If you have spiritual values and you share them with your children, they'll have spiritual values. It takes time to share it. It takes a lot of time to share it. If your child messes up when he washes the windows and they look terrible, go over it with him. Show him how to do it. And do just one pane or two and say, okay, that's enough for today. Don't make it into a chore that is going to make it totally distasteful, but gently work on these things, gently work on them. And when you want a child to realize that he is God, that he is the creator of his world, you have to show evidence that this is so and let him see how these things function and how these things work in his life. And when you do that, showing by actual doing, he will become one of the most beautiful expressions of a spiritual consciousness that ever walked the face of the earth. It's a very important thing, parenting as a group activity, because you never necessarily meet the other members of the group. As a Cub Scout, I never met the parents. As a Boy Scout, I never met the parents. One or two parents would come in, but not all of them. As a Sunday school teacher, I very seldom saw the parents. The parents sent the kid with their offering into Sunday school. So, it's a group activity, but we have to do our part, wherever it may be. However we create children in our world, we do our part lovingly, joyfully, and perfectly. And when we do that, then parenting is a group activity that's a lot of fun. I love you.